as a boy, laying in the middle of a field, down flat in the green grass, hidden from sight of siblings. The sky and clouds passed overhead, young eyes dreaming. All that sky, so remarkably vast. It was all just so up there, and I was so down here. The beautiful day, warm and lazy, cicadas buzzing in the treetops for a little while. My young mind was left to itself to wander and imagine all things impossible. The blue was so blue, an endless blue of wonder. The following poem, titled The Cloud by Percy Bysshe Shelley, is written from the perspective of the clouds, how the clouds see things, as if the clouds were personified, having thoughts, feelings, and motivations. Listen to the first stanza and let your mind see the vision his poetry brings. I bring fresh showers for the thirsting flowers from the seas and the streams. I bear light shade for the leaves when laid in their noonday dreams. From my wings are shaken the dews that waken the sweet buds, every one, when rocked to rest on their mother's breast as she dances about the sun. I wield the flail of the lashing hail and whiten the green plains under, and then again I dissolve it in rain and laugh as I pass in thunder. Clouds are another mystery upon the earth, born from the infinite imagination of God Himself. They mystify us as our eyes see them, hovering around high mountain tops, and hypnotize us while we're laying in the sweet grass by a lake or in a field. At the sight of them, men are often inspired to prophecy and projecting future dates, and they are regularly used in Scripture as a metaphor. I can't help but wonder what God has built into clouds of Himself. There is just something about them which point to Him, describe Him, and speak of His mercy and kindness. The Lord's mysteries are hidden in all the earth for the delight of His inquiring children. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. There are, indeed, secrets and hidden wisdoms of the Lord, proclaimed from the beginning, before the foundations of the earth were laid. They are there to inspire us, to declare God's glory, and to embolden and influence mankind to think and ponder on the name of the Lord. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, a little cool jazz and contemplative conversation from the deck of a rural cafe overlooking the beautiful Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. Come, go with me. Pause a little while and let your mind imagine and see what our amazing God has imparted of Himself in all He made. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax. Tap your toe and dream a little, and I'll be right back.